All right. Welcome to Partial Recall. I'm Ezra. This is Ruby.
Hi.
I think the mics are working. Can people hear? Let's see. Here, I'm just going to turn them all on. There. All right. Now you're good.
Okay. Okay. I hear.
Sorry we were away last week. We had Ruby's birthday celebrations.
We were looking at fish at the New England Aquarium.
But it was nice. We're happy to be back. Not sure whether this will be the last show of the year or not, but anyway, do you want to do the honors of explaining the
game?
Yeah.
So the game that Ezra and I play every week is that both of us create a playlist with a secret theme, and then we try to guess each other's themes. And so far, I think we have a pretty much 100% success rate with heavy hinting. So
yeah.
We'll
refuse to lose. All right,
we tie every single time.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go first this week, and I'm starting us off with Back on the Chain Gang by The Pretenders.
Thank you.
right.
Okay.
So those were my first two. Second one was City Looks Pretty by Courtney Barnett.
Well, those were great as well.
Thank you.
Good work. Okay, so I have one thought.
Yeah.
My one thought is that the similar thing between those two songs is that I think part of City Looks Pretty is about, like, somebody coming back, or, like, I think, yeah, someone coming back to the city or returning calls or whatever, like, coming back in some way. And the first one is Back on the Chain Gang. Mm-hmm. So, I guess they could both be, like, I don't know, like, someone returning or returning to something or something like that. But other than that, I have no idea.
All right.
But don't confirm or deny.
I won't. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Also, we forgot to say this, but you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Facts.
Yep.
Should I go or do you?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, what's your first song?
My first song is Love and Me by Kid Cudi featuring Phoebe Bridgers.
Interesting. Interesting. All right.
Okay. Get ready.
I'm so ready. Never heard this one before.
Myself, I cannot grow without loving me, loving me.
those were Ruby's first two songs.
Any ideas, Ezra?
I mean, they're both
awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and they are like more new and popular than, I guess not more popular, but more new than the music that you usually play on this show.
True.
But I don't know if I have any. I mean, like,
it's hard with those first two. I will say.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty. I feel like they have a big range. I mean, I guess it's like thinking about. I mean, there's like talking about thinking about someone else in some of the. In both the songs, but that's a pretty like pretty big theme. So I'm feeling like that's not right.
You got it. both songs are about other people.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not looking. But
okay. I trust you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, yeah. I think I'm feeling confident that I will get it given those first two. So we'll see.
Okay. Should we do one and one now?
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. This is the new King Krule song, which I've been listening to basically nonstop, but it's Seaforth.
Thank you.
Alright.
Okay. Alright. So I've been thinking.
Yep.
I was thinking that whole time.
What's your guess?
Okay, so I have two different lines of thinking. My first is what I originally said, which is that it's about someone returning somewhere or like coming back, because there's a line in that song that was like, "You return to my dreams" or something like that. Okay, so that's my first line of thinking. My second line of thinking is like talking or interacting with someone else in a specific way. Like "City Looks Pretty" is about calling. The first song was, I just had it. It was like about, like "I found a picture of you." And then that one was like a dream. So those are all like different ways of someone visiting you. So those are my two ideas.
Yeah, I mean, neither of them are right, but the parts of them are both on the right track. That's what I would say.
So I'm guessing it's a thematic theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, my turn.
Yeah, I'm feeling like this next one's gonna get me a lot closer to the guess, because I don't know.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay.
Also, I'm thinking of my Knicks out there right now. Their first second round series since 2013.
I guess I also care about that. Not psych.
Yeah, fake.
But for
fake
you,
New
I
Yorker.
Do.
Right here.
Okay. I'm trying to decide which one to do. I'll do this one. This is "Something Has to Change" by the Japanese House.
All right.
Train, and we took it back to the same place.
All right. So, I'm not sure that was not as helpful as I was hoping it would be. I mean, I do feel like all these songs are sort of like synthy. And I don't know, like almost, I mean, sort of dancey, like poppy. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like the last two songs have had sort of like, I mean, I feel like they all sort of have like sad messages, but they're happy songs.
Okay.
So that's I guess my guess right now. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want hinty or no hinty?
Well, I guess like give me as much of as feedback as I did last round.
Okay. It's a thematic. It's thematic. Okay. Well, it's mostly thematic. Two out of the three songs, it's been thematic, and one of them, it's been not thematic.
All right. I'm gonna have to think about what that means. All right, this next song is Go Outside by Colts.
I wish I could go outside, but it's raining.
Ruby has an enthusiastic guess.
Well, okay. All right, so I'm sensing strong resemblance between this song and City Looks Pretty in terms of staying inside versus going outside. But I don't know about the Seaforth song because, well, I guess he's like stuck in a dream and he's stuck inside of like walls and brick, like he says. But then he wants to be outside and above. So maybe it's about wanting to go outside and being stuck inside. Which is also similar to Well, it's raining. We're inside, so maybe you were thinking about that also. That's my idea as of now, but I think I need one more song to confirm it, and I don't even know what my guess would be. I guess my guess would be Being Stuck Inside. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, this next song, I think I'm gonna do, Never Going Back Again by Fleetwood Mac.
All right. That's a very different vibe than the other ones.
Yeah.
So, I'm really not sure, still.
Have you looked into the lyrics?
I have. I've just started resorting to that. But I think the way that I'm figuring it now is that it's something to do with, like, breaking out of a cycle or something. Like, just because also, like, it's, like, loving... I feel like loving me is about, like... I don't know, like, trying to, like, break out of some sort of, like, cycle within yourself or something, and then, like, never going back again is, like, not wanting to be back in the same place. But I think that that's not right. That's what I'm getting so far.
It's like, I wouldn't say it's close, but you've got, like, some key words in there, and I feel like you're going down the right path.
All right.
You might need another song or two.
Nice. My mom's guess, which was incorrect for me, was let me out of here. but no, that's just because I told her that I was, like, maybe gonna come home before my finals. I don't really have finals tests, so I think she's a little biased based on me saying that.
That's a good guess, though.
But yeah, but it's not right. So. Sorry. Anyway, I'm gonna go with the next song as Big Dipper by Built to Spill.
Oh, okay.
Once. When I was little, someone pointed out to me some constellations, but the Big Dipper's all I could see. That brontosaurus must have stood a thousand miles high. That brontosaurus laying on its side up in the sky. I thought I bored me, but I learned to think like you. Now nothing bores me, that's that nothing is thought through. Nothing.
Okay, I think I need to think out loud because there's so many thoughts in my head. So, okay. So, there's an obvious theme, which is, like, being cooped up, being bottled up, wanting to go outside, being...
Yeah.
What was that face?
It's just, like, that's not what the theme is.
No, I know, but yeah. Wait. This is what I'm thinking out loud. So, that's the obvious theme, right? But then there's an element of, like, that being self-imposed or like someone being frustrated at somebody else for doing that, except for that one song Seaforth. But it's about like two people and
there's some songs that are like the thematic thing is in the lyrics, and there are other songs that it's more so about like the music or the title or like just like the combination of all of it.
Going somewhere, like,
yeah, like these are all like good ideas, but they're not.
They're not right.
But they're not right. I was saying like it's like you have the right ideas, but you need the context. But I think that you'll get the context.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep thinking.
All right.
Okay. Let's see. What should I play? Let's do Another Park, Another Sunday by the Doobie Brothers.
Thinking.
So I think I've got a guess, which is, it feels like all the songs have to do with like watching, there is definitely like an element of like a cycle or like something like that, but then it's also like watching someone else, because it's like, I was like looking at the lyrics of Pain and it's like she's like watching somebody else go for their morning run, and then it's like this person's going to the park every Sunday, and feels like Loving Me is about like looking at like somebody else's behavior in some way. So I feel like it's like something like trying to figure out like the way somebody else is behaving, like in a, and like it's like everything in that relationship is a cycle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're very close with the first one, not with the second.
Like the watching somebody else.
No.
Which?
The cycle.
The cycle. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna read some PSAs. Okay. So first one is, Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it is about a 4-block walk to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile track mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's free for all to enjoy for every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. I'm there often.
I was about to say you would read that PSA.
We saw some turtles there recently. I would recommend it. Also, if you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive to see how you can help us keep it freeform. I think it's ironic that I read that PSA because my next song is New England by Jonathan Richman.
Wow. That's so crazy. Okay, I'm so excited.
See, I come from Boston. I'm going to tell you all about how I love New England. It's my favorite place. You know, I've been all around the world, but I love New England best. I might be prejudiced, but it's true, I love New England best. Well, now, give me a D, maestro. That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home?
Oh,
I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it, dum de dum de dum de dum de dum day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum dum de dum day. Oh. I have seen old Israel's arid plain. It's magnificent, but so's Maine. I'm talking dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum 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 day. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, one more time of this way. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-day. Oh, New England. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, New England. Go! Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, I love New England. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, New England.
All right. That threw people off.
Wow, Ezra. Oh, my lord. Okay. Okay. think maybe something about one place being better than the other, like knowing what's best. Is that even a little bit close?
Not really. I'm sorry. You just have to think about everything together. You just have to think about all the songs together.
Oh, so they fit. Oh, so it's a unit as a whole?
Yeah, like they all match. Like they all combine to like fit or go into like a thing that I'm trying to like evoke or like allude to.
Home?
No, but that's a part of it.
It has to do with like places, right? Indoors versus outdoors.
Yeah.
Like the trying to feel like you're in the right place, kind of, or like.
I mean, it's hard. This is like, it's hard for, I don't know. It's hard for how to like give you hints. But
okay, here, I'll tell you what. You basically got mine. Mine was like repetition.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you it because of cycle.
Okay.
It's basically the same thing. Actually, I was thinking cycle, repetition.
All right.
The word again, whatever. So I'm gonna give you that. Okay, now you play a song.
All right, this
I don't
one,
think we have time for
I,
two.
I think you'll get it after this one.
Okay.
Alright, this is This Summer by Superchunk.
Okay. So I have a few things to say. So I kind of have two guesses, but they can be intertwined within each other.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is courtesy of my father,
mm-hmm.
Which is like remembering something or someone, whatever. But part of me is like, all of these are about places. So I think it's more than that. I think it's about like wanting to be in two places at once, or like not knowing which of two places to be, or being in both at once, or being in one place and remembering a different place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll tell you. So I got some complaints that this was a little obtuse, but the general idea was that it was like a day in the summer. And so, like, it's like you're back on the chain gang. It's like you're working, like it's like you like. I mean, it's like specific to our summers, but like we're both hoping to do work. We're both gonna be in cities that look pretty in New England, and then it's like, you know, you go outside during the summer. There's a Big Dipper in the stars. You go to the sea, as in Seaforth. I think that, I don't know, people don't like it. I think that it was fair and makes sense, but that's what I meant by, like, you need to think of everything together.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I get it. It was.
Look, I appreciate the vision.
Thank you.
I do think that is an impossible theme, but I do appreciate the vision.
All right. Well, I feel like some in the past some might have been too easy, so maybe that's making up for it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
I had a fun time guessing.
Yeah. Well, the last one was pretty, like...
Yeah, I guess that's pretty close.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right. So I guess we can just end with the request that we got for Mel Torme, who I've never heard of before, but and I don't know any of his songs, but I will put the one with the most plays on Spotify, and hopefully that's good. All right. Hopefully we'll be here next week.
Yeah.
And hope you enjoyed the show. You're listening to 91.5 WFO Radio in Tufts, Medford.
Found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue.